Perek Hey Mishnah Chav Zayin, the last Mishnah in the fifth Perek of Maseches Avos. Mazel Tov to our Mesayimim, as we officially conclude Maseches Avos, although we will continue with Perek Shishi, the sixth Perek, Perek Kinyan HaTorah, which we'll begin to talk about tomorrow. But as we're all familiar, the fifth Perek is really the end of Maseches Avos vis-a-vis the Mishnayos, and it closes with a bang, the well-known comment of Ben Hey Hey Omer, Lufum Tzara Agra. Ben Hey Hey's statement, according to the effort, is the reward that one receives. Not coincidentally, of course, Ben Hey Hey, a convert, a ger. He is the one who makes this statement of Lufum Tzara Agra, according to the effort, is the reward, because we're all familiar with the amount of effort, energy that goes into conversion and the process of a conversion, the knowledge, the integration, the understanding and the practice of what a convert does, going from nothing to beginning to understand the Torah, climbing the ladder of things that we each take for granted. So therefore, if anybody can make the statement of Lufum Tzara Agra, according to the effort is the reward, it's indeed Ben Hehe. But listen to the exquisite words, the beautiful words of Reb Shimshon Farel Hirsch in his commentary to Maseches Avos, of course translated from the German to English, how he explains this mission. I quote his language verbatim. Says Reb Hirsch, it is not the quantitative measure of the moral, spiritual, and social goals you have actually achieved that constitutes the true worth of a life's course. Meaning it's not the quantity that matters, says Rav Hirsch and says the Mishnah, but rather it's the tzara, it's the quality, the measure of earnest striving, of devoted endeavor, of sacrifices made and privation endured, all for the realization of good purposes that meet with God's approval, that determines the true worth of both a man and his life. For actual success can come only from the hands of God himself, meaning accomplishment, success, those are four-letter words in Torah. Really, what matters is tzar, is the quality, is the effort, is the energy, is the passion that's put into one's avodas Hashem. It's not the end result, it's not the conclusion, it's not the answer that counts, but it's the tzar, the pain, the agony, the effort, and the energy that's placed into everything. And thus, the well-known statement, the tefillah of Rav Chunya ben Akana, when we enter the Beis Medrash, we say, Anu amelim vehem amelim. They put energy and effort, and we put effort and energy. Anu amelim umekablim schar vehein amelim ve'enem mekablim schar. Our reward is for the amelos, is for the effort, is for the energy that's placed into the work that we do. There's a story that goes, a particular tzaddik, his household hired somebody to paint the home. And when the work was done, the woman of the house turned to the painter and she said, look at this home, I hired you to paint it. Not only does it not look better, but it looks worse. It's a mess. The colors are off. The painting is inappropriate. The paint went onto the scaffolding and onto the molding and everything looks terrible. And the painter turned to the woman in the house and said, yeah, but look how many days and weeks I put into it. How could you not pay me for my effort and for my energy and for my hard work that I put into it? And her husband, the tzaddik, looked to his wife and said, he's right. Look how much effort and energy he put into the job. Let's pay him something for his efforts. Later that evening, the tzaddik was heard in his room screaming and crying to HaKadosh Baruch. He said, HaKadosh Baruch, you placed me into this world. You placed me here to do and to accomplish. And look what I've done. I've only ruined and I've made things worse and I haven't painted beautifully. But I've even made some mistakes and I've discolored this world. But please, HaKadosh Baruch, pay me because I'm working. I'm trying. I'm climbing the ladder. I'm falling. I'm climbing a rung and a step after another step. Please, HaKadosh Baruch, pay me at least for my work, for my energy and for my enthusiasm and for trying. Thus, Lufum, Tzara, Agra, the reward that we are given for the work that we do in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in the world of spirituality is for the Tzar, is for the effort that we place into everything. The Rambam, commenting on this Mishnah, writes, Shelo yiskayim in achachma elamat shetilmod betorach v'omel v'yira min hamalamid. Aval kriyas hatayinog v'amenucha in kiyumla v'lo toelas ba. Says the Rambam, such an educational truth, specifically in the world of Torah, that understanding and knowledge will not come unless it's work hard, unless there's a hard work ethic, unless you painstakingly pour over the tomes and over the Talmud and over the Mishnais and over the Psukim and the Rashi that you learn. But Kriyas Hatayinuk V'Menucha, if you're learning with your feet up, relaxed, and trying just to take in information, Ein Kiyum L'Avlo Toelespa, there's not going to be longevity and that learning will not stick, it will not continue forever. Therefore, if you really want to get something, you really want to learn something, easy come, easy go. If it's just going to be your feet up and relaxing, maybe for a moment you'll grab it. But long term, it's not going to go. And thus, the well-known statement, no pain, no gain, is so true when it comes to Torah study. People often think that pain and pleasure are antonyms. It's not true. Pain leads to pleasure. The harder you work in exercises, the harder you climb to reach the top of the mountain, the more incline there is in the bike ride, the greater benefit and feeling there is at the end. No pain, no gain. Pain leads to pleasure. That's true in the world of physical exercise, and it's true in the world of mentally exercising our brain and working hard in Torah learning. We must exert effort, energy, tsar, leads to agra. Therefore, we can clearly understand the blessings that we make on the Torah every morning, lasok bidivrei Torah, to engage in the study of Torah. It doesn't say lilmo Torah, lilame Torah, just to study, but lasok, it's an asek, it's an occupation. We delve into it, because Torah study is not judged by the conclusion, but it's judged by the effort and the energy and the steps that we take to get there. You don't have to get the right answer. You don't have to understand Tosfos. You don't have to get the conclusion. But the point of it is the effort, the energy, the passion, the enthusiasm that you place into your Torah study. That's the reward that we're going to receive. Thus, we can understand the well-known statement of Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, the outstanding disciple, the Talmud Muvok of the Vilna Gaon, in his introduction to his Rebbe, the Groz commentary to Safra Ditznayusa. And I quote what his son, what Reb Chaim Mivolozhin quotes. Ki shamati mipiv haKedoshim. Reb Chaim Mivolozhin says he heard multiple times from his Rebbe, shehishkimu l'pischo kama megidim in haShemayim, that megidim came to the Vilna Gaon. That means special individuals, malachim, came to the Gra from heaven. B'sheilasum b'kashasam. Shirotzim limso l'orazim d'iraisa b'lo shum amel. That they wanted to reveal to him the truths of the Torah, the conclusions, the answers, without him having to work at all. Says Reb Chaim Mivolozhin that the Gra told him v'lohita ozno alem klal. He didn't heed any attention to these malachim, to these megidim. V'echad min ha-megidim hiftzir b'mod, one of these heavenly cosmos emerged and told the Gra, come on, I could tell you everything you need to know. I could reveal all the secrets of the Torah. Im kol ze lo hibit el mareyu ha-gadol, he didn't turn his attention at all. Veni Rotsa says the Vilna Gaon, Elamimash betoch piv, all I want to do is to accomplish based upon my own efforts and energy. V'hasagos al yodi hamalachim hamagidim v'sarei atar shelo amalti v'lo chachamti ein li b'hem chefetz. I have no interest in you, malachim and magidim, revealing to me the secrets of the Torah for that which I did not exert effort and energy into. How counter that is to so much of the young generation, that all they want is the easy way out, easy come, easy go. Most students, if you ask them, they prefer to get 100 without working than to receive an 82 for working hard. No, it's the opposite. Receive the 82 that you worked hours and hours for, as opposed to the 100 that you didn't sweat for. And Reb Chaim Mivolozhin continues and says that his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, sent him to speak to his younger brother, the Vilna Gaon's younger brother, Reb Zalman, to tell him that he knew that tonight there will be a malach, a magid, that's going to come to him and is going to try to reveal to him secrets of the Torah and answers to some of the most esoteric and difficult, challenging issues in Torah and in Vim and in Ksuvim and in Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh. And he said, tell my brother not to listen, that even though the Beis Yosef, Rav Yosef Karo, had a magid, as we're all familiar, the magid Meisharim, that was hundreds of years ago, 200 years ago, when the Doros were Tiknam, when the generations were acting properly and appropriately, and he was living in Eretz HaKodesh and Eretz Yisrael and Tzfas. But today in Chutzlarts, we shouldn't do such a thing. And therefore the Vilna Gaon ceased and stopped Eliyahu Hanavi, Magidim, Malachim from talking to him, because the Vilna Gaon understood this Mishnah like nobody else, Lefum Tzara Agra, like the Rambam in his explanation to this Mishnah explains, like Rav Hirsch explains to us, that the effort and the energy,
the toil and the work. That's what makes our Torah learning successful, productive, and the reward will be great, filled with awesome bounty. Even though you don't get something, even though you don't understand something, don't feel bad. Don't give up. Keep on going. Push yourself. And if it takes weeks and months to understand the Mishnah, Blat, Gemara, Rashi, that's it. You did it. Lefum Tzara Agra. May we all be zoche to understand this lesson, to push ourselves harder to understand Torah and to understand its teachings every day.